For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. This past week at Farm Fest, we feature some more highlights on your Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. We visit with past Minnesota Soybean Growers Association President Bob Wirth, and he talks about Farm Fest, and there's a lot of big takeaways, but also it does signal a lot of work to do yet in agriculture.
Oh, there's a lot to get done. I mean, there's so much that we need the people in Washington, D.C. to step up, and because we need some help in agriculture. And number one, we need a farm bill. I mean, we got to stress to them that how important this farm bill is and get it done. And we know it's not going to take effect until 2026 now because it's so late. They're going to have an extension for a year or a part of a year anyway. So, I mean, it's a lot of stuff that has to happen. And one thing about Farm Fest, especially in election year, you get to visit one-on-one with everybody. The senator, representative, staff all come by, and you really can have some heart-to-heart, one-on-one discussion.
You know, Bob, too, I think this year it emphasized maybe besides those who are already serving, the others who are vying for those spots, boy, we really need to educate. There really is that blank stare every now and then when there was an agriculture question at an ag event.
Yes, there is. And when they come to your tent, you even get more of the blank look because they have no idea what agriculture is about. And that's sad because if they're running in an agricultural district, they need to know ag. They really need to know it and do some homework and talk to organizations that would gladly educate them about what's important to agriculture in your district or whatever. And so that is a really the biggest surprise this year is there was a lot of blank looks that nobody had done any homework.
And I think this year, too, was such a great prime example comparing last year and this year to a farm safety net. It's not like, you know, farmers are waiting at the mailbox saying, you know, let me get that free check or that free money. It's just to have some sort of safety, whether you're going to your lender or just approaching a growing year again.
That's right. I mean, Joe, this, us older farmers, you know, we have some net worth. We have some working capital. We don't have much debt. I feel for these young farmers that are just getting started, maybe farming for 5 years or something. They have a big debt. They don't have much net worth, and their working capital is very little. And when you get commodity prices like this and our input, they're going to be in the red numbers big time. And I'm really worried. And even our bankers are starting to get very concerned about what's going to happen for the end of this year and for next year. And they're already coming out and talking to farmers to see what they can do.
In each and every year, there seems to be the potential of new regulations and such. I know we had a manure applicators program on Thursday morning, and just listening to some possibilities and comment periods from MPCA, and you really got to stay on top of things like that, Bob.
You do, and you know, things going on in St. Paul, they're not very ag-friendly a lot of times in St. Paul. I mean, we're just lucky that we have some good people up there. We got a commissioner of agriculture that's really, really loves agriculture, and he does everything he possibly can to help us to make sure that they get the bills done correctly. And, you know, we're just lucky that we have such a good person in Tom Peterson. And then, you know, we just got to educate those people, too, because they, you know, a lot of them are coming from the metropolitan areas, and they don't know anything about ag. They go get their food from the grocery store. That's where it comes from. So they, you know, they're so far removed from anybody that's lived on a farm.
I know, for example, soybean growers have a good membership, but I think it was Joe Smentek says, you know, it's still a small population from all those who grow soybeans. Being a member really does matter, Bob.
It does, you know, especially with soybeans, because the only dollars we can use for lobbying is your membership dollars. No checkoff dollars, because the act and the order, which is the law of federal government, no monies from the checkoff can be used for any policy issues. You know, we need memberships. We have 27,000 soybean farmers in the state of Minnesota, and we only have like 2,800 members. And there's no reason we shouldn't have 14,000 members as members of MSGA fighting in St. Paul and Washington, D.C. to make sure, You know, the policy is done correctly. And just remember, all us members on MSGA, we don't get paid. We get absolutely zero money. The only thing we do, we get our expenses covered. But our time is free and donated, working for farmers in Minnesota and actually all over. But we are really pushing for Minnesota farmers to make sure they get treated correctly.
And Bob, finally, just a little sunshine for back at home and you'll be okay, huh?
Right. You know, 3 years of drought. And so this spring, when it started to rain, I thought, oh, finally, we're going to get some rain. And it rained, you know, quite a little. But we had no ponding because our subsoil was empty, zero. And, you know, it was going, well, it looks pretty good. And then it got into June. And it never stopped raining, and it did rain a bunch. And so now we had lakes. We had Minnesota become a lake state of a whole pile of lakes. And, you know, that crop all died because it stayed underwater too long. And yeah, we're going to have an interesting harvest. We're going to have some really good corn on the hills, and we go down to zero yield on the bottoms because it's gone. And then we're also going to have fairly dry corn on the hill and be 30% in the bottoms with right next to the word rounded out. So it's going to be just a challenge all over. So drought or too much water, I don't know. I like the water because then everything at least is green.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think the fancy word is variable, right, Bob?
Variable, right. That's what we have, variable, in the same round. Not parts of the field, same round.
Bob Wirth joining us. Bob, always a pleasure to see you, always a pleasure to visit, and hope to talk soon.
Thanks, Joe, and I thank you for everything you do for agriculture because you are a strong voice for us. Keep it up, please.
Bob Wirth joining us, past president with the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. He also will be serving with the American Soybean Association. Longtime farmer from the Lake Benton, Minnesota area. 50-plus years of putting crops in, and always great to talk to Bob and get his perspective on everything in agriculture. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. On Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill. Have a good weekend.